7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Some more change in downtown Fresno. Something that had been there for a long time is still going to be there, but maybe new owners?
Right. Another longtime family business here in Fresno has been sold to a national firm. This time it's Traveler's Body and Fender Works. They're located right there on Broadway Street downtown, and they were founded in 1946. Jim Minnis is the president and owner, and he's stepping aside after 62 years working for the company, which is just kind of blows me away if you really think about it. His father, Orville Minnis, started the business, and Jim pretty much grew up in it, you know, sweeping the floors, whatnot. In 87, he took over for his father after his father passed away. But he actually had been running day-to-day operations since he was 27 years old. So Jim said that, you know, cars are changing and that they're getting more technologically advanced, and bodywork is evolving too. So he's 76 now. He felt it was time to step aside and let some of the young folks get a go at it. So he sold the business to Caliber Collision, which is a large national body chain of body shops. They have more than 580 locations across the U.S. And by Jim's count, there are only now 7 independently owned body shops here in the Fresno area. So Jim plans to do some fishing. He's going to go on some cruises. He's going to travel the world. And we really hope he enjoys his well-deserved retirement.
Yeah, good for him. And what a legacy he built down there. Now you want to tell us about a fraud lawsuit and Fitness Evolution. What's this all about?
Right. Fresno County DA Lisa Smitkamp announced last week that it reached a settlement with Fitness Evolution, which is a gym, a chain of gyms based in Pleasanton. They have 60 locations in central Northern California, including a number of local ones. So Smitkamp had joined forces with 7 other DA offices in California in this civil action. It relates to consumer complaints between 2011 and 2015, a false advertising of member promotions, unauthorized billings, and cancellation practices. So as part of this settlement, the Fitness Evolution is going to forgive about $11 million in past due collections on former members. They're also going to pay a $1.8 million settlement that could go in part to former members of the gym. So if you're a member there from June 2011 to September 2015 and you kind of had some issues with billing or whatnot, you could call the DA and see if there's some money coming your way. So for their part, Fitness Evolution can cooperate in this investigation. They said they're going to train their employees to avoid future abuses. Most of the Fitness Evolutions have been rebranded to Fit Republic. So, they're just moving on from that. And, so if you may have some money coming your way, call Lisa Smitkamp.
Yeah, that's always good news if we got some money coming our way, huh, Gabe? That's that works every time.
Better than money going out, yeah, sure.
Hey, man, that's great information. Hope you have a great week, Gabe. Thanks for calling in,
you
brother.
You too, Tony.
All right.
Thank you.
And all of those stories and more, you can get the inside information on those stories on all news that is business here in Fresno and the Valley. Just pick up a copy of the Business Journal.